And we are back for a pricey three-game Saturday slate with a ton of injury news to unpack. And surprisingly, only one expected blowout. I'm your host, Kenny Taylor. And today we got the perfect slate for Stars and Scrubs build. But before we get into this slate, I want you to know that Sports Ethos has partnered with BetOnline, which is your number one source for the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or a game of poker. Or you can unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. Last time I was on the pod for the Thursday slate, we had two games on that slate. One that started off at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It was the Sky playing against the Dallas Wings. I said I had interest in Marina Mabry, PRA, going over if her line was set at 25 or lower. We got lucky. Her line was set at 23.5, and she was able to go over without a sweat, finishing at 24 PRA. So we was able to start off the day with a green check mark. Always good. 8 hours later, we had our second game of the slate, which was the Sparks playing against New York Liberty. And we had McDonald going under her PRA. If it was set, I believe it was set up to 20. Luckily, again, we had luck on our side this slate. Her PRA prop came in at 21, and she finished with 21. So we was able to get a push on that one. Not too bad. Was able to get a push. For our last prop, same game, but on the New York side, we had Sabrina Ionescu going over three-pointers. And she delivered. She delivered twice. I believe she finished that game with 7 three-pointers and allowed us to finish the day with a profit. And we ended up going with 2 check marks, 1 push, 0 wrong props. Always feel good to not be wrong. But we got a new slate today, and I feel like I want to go 3 for 3. So let's aim for that. And we're going to start it off in D.C. with the Wings flying out to play the Mystics. Right now, the game's total's 160.5, which is the lowest game total on the slate. Not by too much. And the spread is 2.5, which is telling us this will be the most competitive game on the slate. When it comes to the Wings, they're far from healthy. We are going to be without Seegers. And there's also a question mark on both Natasha Howard and Arike. Right now, I'm leaning towards Howard sending this one out since it seemed like she might have re-aggravated that same foot. But I'm a little more optimistic about Arike playing. Yeah, I'm a little bit more optimistic with Arike playing. I don't see her sending this one out. With that in mind, if she does play, she probably will have my favorite prop of the day. If her three-pointer prop comes in at 3 or 3.5, I really don't mind taking over on that. Washington been notorious for allowing guards to have their best three-point shooting night. I believe in the last five games, they're allowing 12 or more three-pointers per game. So I'm definitely going to be taking Arike in this spot. When it comes to DFS, she priced in the mid-10K. I will take her if I feel like, if you think you can get an ownership discount, since players will be leaning towards fading her due to the questionable tag, I don't mind taking her. But if her ownership, projected ownership, comes in around 30-35%, I really do feel like this is somebody you will need to fade, since there's other spend-ups that will be at lower ownership that will have similar upsides to Arike in this spot and on this slate. Now, if you're going away from Arike and you want to play somebody on the Dallas side, McCown and Brown are nice plays for cash game spot. McCown's at 9.3, Brown's at 4.3, but both should have ownership around 15%. Both of them should be able to get to the line, get you a couple offensive rebounds, and should be able to get you a little bit more than the price tag is telling you about. Only problem, you will need to choose one or the other. McCown and Brown are never on the floor at the same time, so you got to choose either or. Of course, you're always going to get a little bit more upside with McCown, but with Brown, you should be able to get around 20, 25 fantasy points if everything play out in her favor. The last piece that I'm looking at on the Dallas side is Jayshee Sheldon at 4-1. I don't think she's going to get another 34-minute game, but she's definitely proven to be a part of the rotation now. So I don't mind using her if you're trying to play a little bit cheaper, trying to stay away from using. Moving on to the Mystic side. Man, there's a lot of question marks right now on this team. Hines Allen, Aliyah Edwards are both questionable. Sykes and Austin are both out. Right now, I'm going to play this if all four players are out, which means I have four players in mind, and this team only has seven players that's on their roster for this game. Inksler at 3-8 would probably be my most exposed pick on this slate if all four players are out. Only thing you will need to worry about is foul trouble. Ever since college, Inksler been drawn fouls on players. I don't know. It's in her DNA. It's hard for her to stay on the floor, but if she's able to stay on the floor in this spot, able to get her shot going, I don't see why she can't get you 25 or more DK points. So cash or GPP, if these four players are out, add Inksler to your lineup as the first play. Outside of her, I do have interest in Samuelson, Van Loo, maybe even Dolson. All three of those players are mid-tier players. Samuelson's at 5'9", Dolson's at 7'3", Van Loo's around the middle at 6'5". I don't mind using them in cash or GPP since Washington is limited. And most people will be going towards Atkins due to her usage rating. But as you know, basketball is a team game. Other players need to contribute too. So each of these players have a little upside in areas that might not sign for all of them, but one of these players will need to at least contribute to 25, 30 DK points if this game is to hit the expected total. Yeah, so Atkins is 9-4, but again, that ownership should be close to 40% if all these players are out. So if you fade her, that will actually give you an edge in your GPP tournaments. Now, the other 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time tip-off, we got a rematch of a game we had on Thursday. We got the Sparks staying in New York to face the Liberty once again. This time, Vegas isn't expecting no surprises. The game total is sitting at 167.5, and the spread actually got a little worse. It's at 15.5. I believe on Thursday it was at 14.5. When it comes to the Sparks, Lexi Brown is now on the injury report. She will be out this game. So, with that news, I'm not going to change my stance on this team. I'm going to probably go a very similar route as the slate on Thursday. And Tallball is 3-7. Definitely going to use her in my cash games. If I'm fading that, since Letzi is out, Ray Burrell is 3-4. And she should be able to get 18 to 24 minutes in this spot. Definitely dependent on her shot. But at 3-4, I really don't mind taking a GPP flyer on her. And if you spend a little bit more and want a little bit of a safer playing time and a safer floor, since she could do a little bit more, Clarendon is at 4-2. She kind of been in and out the lineup as of late, but with Brown out, I do think she should get an uptick in minutes. So she's going to be allowed to make a few more mistakes. And at 4-2, I really don't mind playing her in my GPPs or cash games. Outside of that, I don't think I'm going to be rostering too many players on the Sparks. If you want to get different and want to have the spend up with the lowest ownership, Derrick and Hamby is at the 11K range, and you should be able to roster her with less than 10% ownership on this three-game slate. Now, moving on to the New York Liberty. Right now, we have Laney and Vandersloot questionable. I'm going to run this as if both players will be out, which is similar to the game on Thursday. And similar to the game on Thursday, I'm going to attack this matchup the same way. Stewie and Jones both got a $100 price increase. Stewie's at 11.3, Jones at 10.4. And just like Thursday, both are in spots where they could get a double-double with a few stocks. I'm going to lean more towards Stewie since Jones should have the heavier ownership for the discount, of course, and recent performance. Last time out against the Sparks, Jones outperformed Stewie. This time against the Sparks, I think Stewie will outperform Jones, so I'm going to lean more heavy that way on my GPPs. Then if I'm playing cash games, I'm going to play Jones to be a little safer. When it comes to Sabrina Ionescu, she should be chalky. She had a monstrous game. 6 or 7 three-pointers. I definitely see a lot of ownership in her. But I'm probably just going to save her for my cash game. I want to fade that. GPPs wise, I will take another chance on Burke. She's priced at 3-1. I believe her price went down 200. And the ownership is definitely going to be low on her. If this game blows out, she should be able to get 20 minutes in this spot if both Laney and Vandersloot are out. And I think that will be the player who will help you, you know, get the edge in your GPP lineup, since you got that 3K player in your Stars and Scrub build that nobody else really has. Now to end the slate. We probably have the best matchup. No, this is the best matchup. I don't even know why I said probably. We got Minnesota hosting the Mercury. Right now, the game total is set at 163.5, and the Lynx are favored by 5.5 points. The Lynx, pretty healthy. Outside of the Diamond Miller injury that happened a few, probably was a month ago now. They have a full health on the roster. The Fissy Collier, she's priced at 11.8. Safest floor on the slate. And possibly less than 35% ownership. So cash or GPP, I don't mind taking a shot on Collier. But if you're planning to fade Collier, I think Alana Smith is 9K. Definitely has a great ceiling, but that floor might cost you. So if you're playing cash games, I wouldn't go on Smith. I would just keep it safe, play Collier. But in GPPs, I definitely will be playing Smith in this matchup. I'm gonna do two. If I'm playing Smith, I will pair her with Courtney Williams at 8.3. Definitely think a lot of players will be on Hydman, especially due to recent play. And if you're able to get both of these players at less than 20% ownership, they have the ability to combine for close to 75 points, possibly 80 points between these two in this matchup if it hits the game total and it stays competitive. Now, I did mention this is the perfect slate to do stars and scrubs. So if you have a star heavy lineup, Cecilia is at 3.5 on this slate. She will get you anywhere from 12, possibly 18 minutes. And if her shot is able to fall, she's going to be able to get you a nice little 15 to 20 DK points for 3.5. So definitely don't mind running that as a last piece. Now, switching over to the Mercury side, they do have Suggs Sutton out with a hamstring issue. So Sophie Cunningham should be able to benefit from those minutes. And don't mind her in my cash games for that reason. Only sits 2 on his slate. Outside of that, you have the regular suspect in Brittany Griner at 10.1. Definitely going to be a great cash game play as well. Then if you're looking at your GPP plays, Kalia Copper could be worth a run in GPPs, but I actually have my eyes set on Cloud for 8.5 a little bit more, especially when it comes to her props. If her props come in at 11.5 for assisted rebounds, I'm definitely going to be interested in running that. But even in cash games, I don't mind running her. I really do like this spot for her, since those minutes should be able to get you 35, 36 minutes in this matchup due to the depth issue. But if you really want to get different, Mercury did sign Charisma Osborne. They had her in their training camp since I believe they drafted her in the second or third round. If you don't know about her, Charisma, she's been on UCLA for the past 4 years. And I think in 3 of those 4 years, she was probably their go-to scorer. Has some playmaking ability, some ability to rebound, but really going to be a high risk because there's a high probability she does not get any minutes at all. But if she's on the floor, I do think she could play with a group of veterans that will be out there for the Mercury. So if she's able to get you 10, 12 minutes. I don't see why she won't be able to get you three shots up there with a couple rebounds, a couple of assists as well. Outside of that, that's all I have. So if you want to follow me, you can find me on Twitter at OrangeDFS. Always talking about all levels of basketball. Next week, we got a draft coming up. We had all these moves that happened in the Euro League. And of course, we got more WNBA games on hand as well. Hopefully, win all your props, take down any contest you're in. And like always, until next time.